not as extensive as it's not as virtuosic, but I think it's difficult in different sense because it has a lot of lyrical melody and so you know, our well, the nightingale there. I'm not sure how many of the listeners can sense the nightingale there.
Do you both have your own pianos at home, or do you fight over the same one?
No. We have two pianos at home in two different rooms. Yeah. So, but
and you've got a daughter that's playing too, isn't you?
Yeah, we got a daughter and a son. Yeah, you met the daughter. Yeah,
our daughter.
We brought her here. But yeah, we have a son too, and they both play the piano.
One of us fighting for that two pianos.
Okay. Home. You're going to need a bigger boat, I think, as they say. Okay. And it was Woodrow Wilson was president in 1960.
Okay, there you go.
I Googled it.
I should have known that. I read that, but I just don't remember it. And I just don't want to say something that is wrong, and then people will complain then.
Well, no, but your story was so good, and it was like, wow, I got to get a better picture of that. So that was awesome. Okay, and you've got a piece for four hands again?
Yes, we're going to close our performance with this a piece. Actually, it's a sonata for piano four hands by French composer Francis Poulenc, and it has three movements, but it's very short. It's probably, I think the whole thing is last about probably 10 minutes. Okay. So it has prelude, and then the second movement is slow. It's actually titled Rustic, I guess. That's rustic. What it is, okay. You're rustic. And then the third movement, just final, just like that.
Okay.
So this is Sonata for Piano Four Hands by Poulenc.
Okay, very good, thank you. And again, this is Xiao Shen Shin and David Sutanto, both associate professors over at piano at Del Mar College, and we're glad to have them here at the Grace Dobson Studio at KEDT. All right.